1569 Buddhist era was celebrated at Borobudur, Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs highlights universal values. Pope Leo XIV brings new hope for Catholics. I'm Ray, and now the news and details. Pope Leo XIV brings new hope for Catholics. Desiano Granov has the details.
The reinstallation of Pope Leo XIV has sparked optimism among Catholics worldwide. Speaking on for a talk for the Indonesian Special Program on Monday, Deputy Secretary of the Indonesian Cathedral Archdiocese Thomas Ulum Ismoyo said the Pope's speech highlighted themes of peace, justice, and the unity of values that align closely with the legacy of Pope Francis.
Regarding about peace and also social justice, and secondly, he also mentioned about several topics or several words that really Pope Francis' team during his leadership era, which is dialogue, encounter, and solidarity, or working together. So, from his first speech, after he was elected as a Pope, I do believe, and many Catholics believe that Pope Leo XIV will, to some extent, follow the footstep and the legacy of Pope Francis.
Thomas added that Pope Leo XIV's rise was unexpected as he was appointed cardinal only 2 years ago. However, his Augustinian background and humble spirit have inspired hope that he will lead the Church with openness, complacence, and a strong commitment to inclusivity and dialogue in today's and following world.
Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar, extended greetings for Waisak Day 2569 Buddhist era to all Buddhists in the country on Monday. Through a video message shared via the Ministry official channels, he emphasized the universal value of Waisak in promoting virtue and wisdom.
Hari Waisak adalah momen suci untuk peringati tiga peristiwa agung.
Waisak Day is a sacred moment to commemorate three major events in the life of Gautama Buddha. It also serves as a universal inspiration to instill in virtue, self-control, and wisdom in daily life. The minister also highlighted this year's Waisak theme, which calls on people to uphold peace through mutual respect and self-awareness. He praised the series of activities including spiritual pilgrims, social services, and interfaith collaboration efforts. The peak of celebration of Waisak Day took place at Borobudur Temple, Central Java, with traditional walking procession and the symbolic release of over 2,500 lanterns, expressing prayers and hopes for peace in the world. Indonesia support clinical trial of M72, tuberculosis vaccine. More details from Ofra Regina.
The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Health is fully backing the development of the M72 tuberculosis vaccine, which is now in its third phase of clinical trials. The Director General of Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices, Lucia Rizka Andalusia, said on Monday that Indonesia's participation brings multiple benefits. This includes faster access to the vaccine and better alignment with the strains of tuberculosis circulating in the country. One of the advantages of participating in clinical trials is faster access to vaccines. Also, the vaccines and medicine we get are tailored to the strains found in our population. This also helps our researchers and pharmaceutical industry gain the capacity to produce vaccines locally. Lucia added that the clinical trials will monitor the vaccine safety and effectiveness to ensure it is safe for public use. She also emphasized that Indonesia's involvement is part of global collaboration and is not funded by the Gates Foundation. The trials planning began in 2022, and the foundation's support is part of its long-standing commitment to vaccine development in developing countries, including Indonesia.
Indonesia emphasized the power of culture in diplomacy and justice during a cultural dinner held at the National Museum in Jakarta on Sunday. The event was part of the 19th Parliamentary Union of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Member States Conference. Delegates from 20 organizations of Islamic Cooperation countries attended the dinner, which highlighted Indonesia's commitment to unity among Islamic nations. Minister of Culture Fadli Zon underlined the role of culture in promoting good governance and global justice. He also reaffirmed Indonesia's continued support for Palestinian independence and lasting peace. The conference aims to strengthen cooperation among Muslim-majority countries in facing shared global challenges. You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Nearly 2,800 Indonesian pilgrims have arrived in Mecca after departing from Medina on May 10th. This marks the beginning of the first wave of Hajj pilgrims in 2025. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Ahmad Fauzi, made the announcement on Sunday through the Ministry's official YouTube channel.
Mulai 10 May 2025, Jemaah Haji Indonesia. Starting May 10th, 2025, Indonesian Haji pilgrims began moving from Medina to Mecca. On the first day, 7 flight groups carrying around 2,800 pilgrims were dispatched. 2,800 Jemaah.
Fauzi added that the Ministry has arranged full support services for the pilgrims in Mecca, including accommodations, Indonesian meals, shuttle buses, as well as health and worship facilities. Indonesia's first minister, Raja Juli Antoni, released 2 Javan Hawk Eagles named Emilia and Biantara into Kamojang Crater Nature Park, West Java, on Sunday. Through his personal Instagram, Raja emphasized the importance of preserving wildlife and urged against hunting Indonesian animals.
Once again, I humbly invite you not to hunt our wild animals.
Emilia was released from Bogor Javan Eagle Wildlife Sanctuary, and Biantara was from the Mount Halimun Salak National Park. A total of 149 Javan Hawk Eagles have been released, with 107 remaining at Kamojang Conservation Center. Next up, we present the voice of Indonesia's commentary with the bell, Vesak Day, increasing self-control and wisdom, realizing world peace, with Anna Prijayakasi.
This is Voice of Indonesia Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Vesak Day, increasing self-control and wisdom, realizing world peace. Today, June the 12th, Buddhists all over the world celebrate one of the greatest holidays in Buddhism, Vesak Day 2569 BE. In Indonesia, the celebration of the holiday of Vesak is centered at Borobudur Temple, Magelang, Central Java. Vesak Day itself reminds Buddhists of three great events in the life of Buddha Gautama, namely his birth, enlightenment, and death. Quoting to menak.go.id, Deputy Chairperson of the National Vesak Committee, Karuna Murdaya, said that this National Vesak was planned to be attended by more than 150,000 people and 36 monks from Thailand, Malaysia, Cambodia, and the United States. The main event, of course, follows religious rituals. The theme of this year's Vesak Day is increasing self-control and wisdom, realizing world peace. The Indonesian Minister of Religion, in his congratulatory video, stated that the theme of the commemoration is another invitation for all to unite, respect each other, and bring peace in thoughts, words, and deeds. In the midst of a turbulent world situation, self-control is the key to realizing world peace. Because self-control is not just about suppressing emotions, but also about recognizing, understanding, and managing emotions wisely. Self-control will foster wisdom so that you can see everything clearly. The celebration centered at Borobudur Temple also reminds the entire community, not just Buddhists, about this. Borobudur Buddhist Temple is not only a well-preserved cultural heritage that has become a famous tourist destination and historical site. More than that, Borobudur Temple reminds everybody that something that is kept for wisely can become a bridge of peace across eras. The theme of the Vesak commemoration, which is increasing self-control and wisdom, realizing world peace, is also a reminder to the universal community. Realizing peace is the obligation of all people by continuing to improve self-control and to become a human being full of wisdom in facing and overcoming all world problems. That was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Malam ini ku tak bisa tidur, memikirkan kamu yang di sana. Apakah kau baik-baik saja? Tuhan, ku hanya ingin tahu kabarnya. Aku tak bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seirinkan kakiku bergetar, aku tak terpaut oleh cintamu. Lelusup hariku dengan harapan, namun kau masih terdiam membisu.
Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish.
Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, where you are about to listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, the sparkle of the sun that slowly rises into the sky, or commonly called sunrise, has a magical power that can make anyone come to watch it. One of the best places to enjoy the beauty of the sunrise is at Puntuk Setumbu Hill in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Puntuk Setumbu Hill, one of the best spots to watch sunrise, with the background of Mount Merapi, Merbabu, and see the magnificent Borobudur Temple in the morning, which is surrounded by a sea of mist. Puntuk Setumbu is a hill about 400 meters above sea level, located in the Menoreh Mountains. Listeners, if you want to witness the beauty of Borobudur at dawn, it is recommended to arrive at this place before 5 a.m. local time. The peak of Puntuk Setumbu is a large courtyard surrounded by a guard rail. In this place, there are houses on stilts, gazebos, and wooden chairs that can be used to sit while waiting for the sun to rise. By walking up the hill for 15 minutes, your tiredness will be paid off. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary, invites you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You listen to conversations entitled
Penyu Penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian blogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. The role of Regency is Kalimantan Province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Serunya, waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu berjuang dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In the statement, the word
penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "-an". For example,
mobil-mobilan. Mobil-mobilan.
Which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan. Mobil-mobilan.
Which means car replicas or a car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan.
Which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Sangalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280 hectare island is home to hawk bills and green turtle is home to hawkbill and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for green turtles because these turtle species prefer sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya, waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. This week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranoff.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Going to listen to Music Corner only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listener, in today's edition of Song Edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from Ismu Sakendera entitled Ikan Nai di Pantai. để sau ít tháng ngày bị tán thành quen vai.